It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's Thursday the 7th already. Yeah. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. A couple of things going on. Swim night, Saturday night in Bullhead City. You go to the pool for free after 7 o'clock, and you can watch a movie called The Hook. Yeah, any questions, call the Parks Department, 928-758-0158. What a great way to entertain your kids and let them play in the water and watch a movie. Oh, let's see. We got a little D-backs action for you. They take on the Rockies tonight at 6:40 for game one. Tomorrow night, 6:40, game two. And Saturday, of course, they had to move the time, 1:10 for game three. And actually, if this is right, they play again on Sunday, the Rockies, for game at 1:10 also. Those games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 and 100.5. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. That's right. They're growing in our area. And when do they come to your area? Well, you got to download. You got to go on the web and sign up, and then they will send you emails and tell you when they're coming to your area. So first you go to TWN.com/Mojave. Okay? Or you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road. And they're right behind Glamour Inn, in case you need to know where they're at. You really can't see them from Silver Creek, but that's where they're located. We're also brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall. That's right, your place for shopping and for food. Yeah, we got three restaurants down here. We got the Island Style Kitchen, the Unique Eatery in Daniels, and then over in the corner, a sweet ice cream store and snacks. Upstairs, well, lots of stores. Clothing to boots and chocolate to movies and stores, sports to sunglasses. How cool is that? On the front of the building, oh, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a nail salon, and a dollar store. Check us out at the mall. Southwest Financial Services, do you have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement you're paying for? Thinking, I got to get out of this. Well, a major U.S. carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a short time. This could save you maybe up to $100 a month. Wow. You may qualify instantly for this G plan. Call Southwest Financial Center, 928-763-4360, and Gary can tell you over the phone if you qualify and if he can do something for you. That's a phone call worth making if it saves you $1,200 a year. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, and you're going there for lunch today?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you go up there about 11:15, you can also ask my guest today any questions you want on financing, you know. But ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall, healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. And don't forget Meal Prep Solutions, where you order your meals for the whole week. Yeah, for lunch. And then you pick them up and, you know, there you go. Pop them in the microwave each day. You don't have to go through a drive-thru or anything like that. How cool is that? And they're fresh and they're good and they're good for you. So check it all out. You can see everything on his website. You can see the whole menu. You can order your meals at profitkitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com, in case you didn't know how to spell kitchen. All right. Now into the studio, and
folks, please welcome Ringo Starr and the Roundheads.
Well, Ringo's not actually in the studio, but he is 82 today.
Happy birthday, Ringo.
Yeah, 82.
The fifth Beatle, right? Actually, the sixth Beatle.
All All right, welcome to the program, and it's the Power Hour, Real Estate Power Hour 2.0, with Chad Hansen, the founder and CEO, and Terry Sponder, the CEO and the chief bottle washer at Sponder & Associates.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah. And why did you change from president CEO to founder CEO?
Well, I've always been the founder of the company, and I just, you know, I'm still the president and the CEO, but I just thought that it had a little bit nicer of a ring to it. I didn't, you know, I didn't want to throw around too many titles. So I'm proud of being the founder of of Mojave Mortgage. It's a great company. So I kind of wanted to, I don't normally give myself a lot of accolades, but I thought that I kind of earned that. I've deserved that. So.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've been going by now as the founder and the CEO.
And how many years have you had Mojave Mortgage?
Well, Mojave Mortgage operated under the name of a different we had a name called Members Direct before we had moved to Arizona full-time. So, but all in all, I've been doing mortgages for almost 25 years.
Oh, all right.
You know, I've been in and out of the mortgage industry in different facets for many, many years. But this rendition of the company that where we rebranded it Mojave Mortgage has, I believe, been around 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
and how many loans do you think you've written in those 4 or 5 years?
Oh, wow. I'm not the numbers guy. Terry is. We've done, thousands.
Terry, can you tell me how many loans Mojave Mortgage has written?
Thousands.
Yeah,
thousands.
Yeah. I mean, over my lifetime, my lifetime in the business, I worked for some of the major corporations as well. I mean, I've had my hands involved in probably 20,000 loans.
Really? Wow.
Now, my license number isn't involved in that because I ran sales teams and things such as that. But, you know, I looked at a lot of loans. I've looked at a lot of loans. More than I care to talk about. Some of them good, some of them bad. And, you know.
Some of them you have to kick back to your
person. Yeah, I've been very fortunate. Luckily, we don't have buybacks. We're clean. We don't do a lot of stuff that's very, very risky.
But, I mean, in the process of them, your people putting it together and you review it, do you sometimes kick it back and say, hey, you forgot this or forgot that?
Yeah. No.
I mean, they're human.
Yes. I mean, typically, when you know, I still, believe it or not, I'm still very involved in the origination process. So I actually look at every deal. Every deal I look at. It may not come across my desk, but when it's in the pipeline, I'll go in and poke around at it and make sure that what's going on is good. I have a very, very deep visual on everything that's happening as far as the pipeline's going.
Okay.
So I assume as a real estate broker is responsible for all the escrows, all the deals through our office. Is it the same in the mortgage?
Oh, 100%.
So you need to know what's
100%.
Process through your office because
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have to have backstops in place where we have, you know, we watch fraud. We want to make sure that that people that work for us don't commit fraud. I'm very lucky. I have people that work for me that have the same mentality and the same goals that I do, and that would be to, you know, provide a good service, but also they don't want to put their license number on something because that license number follows that loan in perpetuity.
And do you have to make sure that your team, as they're working with a buyer and a seller, do you have to worry that the seller may not own the property?
I mean, title normally handles that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing a lot of that across the country where people are renting homes and they get there and it's not whoever rented it to them doesn't have the right to rent it.
Yeah, that's typically why you would have a third-party escrow company involved or title company involved. They're the one that checks the title. And I mean, we look at it to make sure that the vesting is, let's just say Bob Smith is selling a house. If we get the preliminary title report, the title officer or escrow officer is going to tell us right away. Bob Smith doesn't own this house. We have a problem.
Yeah.
have not seen that in a long, long time.
Here again, if you work with a reputable realtor, we pull that property profile report too. We make sure that they can legally sell it. We run into a lot of times, usually we already know before we see it, but case of inheritance, it's often not. It's still titled to the deceased. There's other cases we run into if we know up front we expect it, but those red flags go up. There has to be, and it we try to have everything remedied before that house goes to market, but it can definitely be a red flag. But, if you work with the reputable lenders and realtors, those things we work with the reputable title companies, all that should be remedied.
And you know, to dovetail off of that, when we're looking at a refinance transaction, you brought up a very interesting point. When we were working on a refinance transaction where somebody had just recently inherited a home, and they have to get the house out of the previous owner's name, mother, father, aunt, uncle, whomever, if they had passed away, and that they were the beneficiary of that. We have to provide a lot of paperwork for that, and that includes death certificates.
Right.
If there's trust, we have to provide trust certificates and things such as that. And then that we gather that. This is on a refinance. We gather that. We give it to the title company. The title company will clear the title, and then they'll get clean title going forward.
See, I was fortunate when my dad passed and I inherited his house. They had a trust. So my stepmom lived in it for 15 years after he passed. But then when she passed, it comes to me, but the trust took care of all that. And the attorney took care of all that.
However, they're still going to ask you. They still need the death certificate.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They still need the copy of the trust to prove that
and
you didn't make it up and just say that. They still need all that paperwork.
And he had all that, the attorney. So, and now my son's buying it from me, so it's even a better deal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And he was raised in that house, too. So, you know, it's cool to be, you know, like my grandson's in what was my room when I was a kid. And I remind him of that. Clean my room. So just a few weeks ago, you were at our Bullhead City Council meeting.
I was.
Mr. Hansen.
I was.
Yeah. And you donated a couple $100 along with ProFit Kitchen, Eric Fox, to the Mojave County Canine Unit.
That is true.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was a good evening. And thanks for bringing that up, actually, because on my way here, because as folks know, I live in Lake Havasu. So, you know, this is like a 4-hour journey for me on getting them out here. This is far. But anyways, I was talking to Eric on the way up here, and what he does is on the 11th of the month, every month, whatever his proceeds are, he gives a percentage to a local charity or organization or whatever. And I talked to Eric on the way up here, and we're going to get behind that. Mojave Mortgage is going to do that every month with him. We're going to match him.
Wow.
We're going to match everything he does.
Did he tell you who it is this month?
He did, but I forgot. he did. But
yes, I don't know.
Yeah, but I told him, we want to get involved in this. And you know what? I want to put a challenge out there to other business owners. It's you're talking about giving back to your community. So any business owner out there, this is a good thing. You can call Eric over at ProFit Kitchen, and I think Larry has the number, or you can call me at 928-288-2691, extension 1138. That's my direct extension. Let's get behind this. Let's give some money back to Bullhead. You know, we're very active in Havasu, but I realize that Havasu is you know, just one piece of Mojave County. So Eric has been, when I talked to him today and I told him what I wanted to do, he was just extremely appreciative of that. So we're going to get behind it, and every month we're going to commit to his charity, and we're going to match whatever they raise.
Well, and like you said, other people should get behind it, too, because it's number one, it's not a huge amount of money.
No.
But when three or four or five all come in together, it's a chunk of change.
Right.
And this was for the Mojave County Canine Unit Foundation, which covers all of the county. Bullhead City has no dogs. I think Havasu has one.
Yeah, Havasu has one. And that's where the idea came from, because through the Mojave Mortgage Racing Team, we took all of our winnings, and we got several businesses to donate. And the canine unit up there was the recipient of almost $4,000.
Yeah.
So the dollars...
That's one vet visit.
I know, right? Yeah. You got to have one tooth pulled. So I'm thinking, that's why I want to do that here. I mean, there's got to be business owners that are listening. And if you're not listening, there's people that know business owners. Let's get some people involved in this. This is a good idea to help organizations. So I'm putting a personal challenge out to any business in Bullhead City that wants to step up and help. You know, our last donation was $200. So, you know, $200 a month here. Eric said last month it was $100. So, and then I really think that, you know, he's doing a good thing over there. I have not eaten there, but I'm going to eat there today. And from what I hear, the food's really good.
It is. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Yeah. So if you want to have, lunch with the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, I'll be at ProFit Kitchen probably around 11:30 today.
Yeah. Just about an hour.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first break. 20 past, you have questions, 702-298-1063. Feel free to call in.
At last.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving. especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Attention Mojave County Realtors. This is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money? Well, get your co-op connection card. Stop by MEC, and you can pick one up and save money at Colorado River Eye Care. If you wear glasses, you know. Cold Stone. The Dive Shack. Mattress Land. Just some of the places. You take that, and you flip it out on your keychain, and they give you a discount. So, questions, call MEC at 928-763-1100 or stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. If you're an MEC customer, it's free. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Yes, servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum. They buy steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. They do not buy catalytic converters. They do curbside trash pickup, have roll-off bins and dumpsters, and debris removal bins, construction site bins, and curbside pickup for businesses. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. You go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. East West Financial Services. Oh, yeah. Would you like some more money as you retire? Or you're still planning that? Well, call Jack. 928-888-9828. He'll sit down with you, talk about what you have, what you want to make, how to do it, and he protects your original asset the whole time. So don't lose money. How cool is that? He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 right here in Mojave County. Call him, make an appointment. 928-888-9828. He's got offices in Bullhead and Kingman. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians have the training, the certificates, all the experience to take care of any electrical issue you have at your home or your business. They even do new construction. They're doing Fire Station 2 in Bullhead City. And they do Highline Power, like for RV parks and stuff like that. So if you see their trucks on the road in Bullhead, Havasu, and Kingman, and you need one, grab the phone. Call 928-718-9444. Get a good certified electrician to help you with your issue at your home or your business.
This is not a puppy.
60 songs were so short, you know.
and upbeat.
Oh, gee, now he's going to pick on the...
Well, you know, maybe throw some Richie Valens in there or something. Let's get the energy up in the room. Hey, Beach Boy, you can't go wrong with the Beach
right,
Boys.
Right, I know, see?
You know.
Okay. Now, Terry, numbers?
Yes.
I look forward to this.
I hear you with Bobby. You should be a real estate expert after a year of doing 2 hours every single month.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about an expert. I rely on experts so that I can get my information.
You sit with Bobby Lewis for an hour, and then you sit with Terry Sponder for an hour.
Two of the most brilliant minds in
real
estate.
If you would take notes during these conversations, you would be really intelligent. Yeah.
I don't need to take notes. I can just call him and say, hey, what was that number again?
Or there it is.
Or you go back and replay it on your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to start with stats for June of 2022.
Oh, okay.
I'm first going to give a couple things with month over month. So the change from May to June, our average sell price in June was $300,834.
Wow.
That's down 6.5% from May.
Okay.
Days on market, 25. That is down 11% from May.
All right.
Wait, so your days on market are down and your sales price is down?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Our units sold, 190. Chad, I'll give you this if you want it after I read it. Okay. Units sold, 196, which is just up slightly.
Oh, okay.
1.03%. It was 194 sold in May, 196 in June. Active listings, currently 410 listings active, which is up 24% since
May. Okay, good.
There it is.
Yeah.
Just a market percentage. In June, of our total sales, 86 of them were cash. That's 44%.
Mm.
110 were financed, so 50%, 56% financed. Single-family homes, because we've talked about this before, I include single-family and manufactured homes, single-family being a site-built. So site-built single-family homes, 262 or 63% of our sales were site-built homes. That means 31% of our market sales in June were manufactured homes.
That's big.
Okay.
Which is why I always include both of them. I know Bobby gave you some year-over-year numbers. So units sold in June of 2021 was 1151. In 2022, it was 1163. So that's not
pretty
a huge difference. That's pretty close.
That's 1,100?
1,151 year-to-date.
Oh, year-to-date. I was going to say, wow, no. Man, the market's a lot bigger than I thought.
No, year-to-date. So for the month of June, in 2022, we sold 196. In 21, we sold 233.
So you're down 20%.
Yeah.
Okay. So
days on market a year ago, 34. This year, 25 consecutive days on market. Sell price has the bigger change, though. Currently, June, our average sell price was just over $300,000. In 2021, it was $273,000. If you look back to May of 2022, just a month ago, we were at $321,000. So that would give you almost a $50,000 swing in average sell price. So that's the biggest change. What other numbers do you want?
That's great.
That's a big one.
You know, so if you look at those numbers, I mean, typically what you would see in the interest rate environment that we're seeing with the increase in interest rates, you would see a decrease in sales price. But I think that the inflation that's happening and the number of new builds that are stopping, or the number of new builds because materials are so expensive, we're still seeing inventory retain their value. Would you agree with me on that?
I do. However, I think another month or two is when we'll see more changes because these houses that closed actually probably went pending in April.
Right.
Maybe May.
Right.
But when did the interest start going up? Probably April?
Well, interest rates started going up January 2nd.
True.
But we really got hammered, within the last 60 days, the markets had really gotten kind of wonky. And I think we spoke about this last time on the show, is that as the Feds threaten to raise the rates, you know, because it's an imminent raise that's coming, the lenders are baking that into the rate sheets, and they've already done that. So starting probably early May is when we really started seeing it, because it was inevitable that the Feds were going to raise the rates probably at least another, I say another four times. They're meeting again, I believe, July, end of this month, and they're going to have, there's another threat of a half or three quarters of a point. But the interest rates on the Fed rate being raised once again, I think because they knew it was coming, the lenders had already have already baked that into the rate sheet. I think we've seen the worst of it. If you remember, earlier in the year when we did the show, I said probably by in Q2 we're going to see interest rates at 6%.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what? They may hold it maybe at that 5%, and then we got hammered, and they really baked those rates in, and we did see the 6%. Now, good thing is that I think we've seen the worst of it.
Oh, okay.
And I think that we're going to see interest rates right now. Well, depending upon the mortgage company you talk to, of course, right? I mean, if you're talking to the big box, Rocket Depots,
right,
their interest rates right now are still probably very, very close to 6%. Whereas you talk to an independent mortgage broker like Mojave Mortgage, and I've said this many, many times, we're lean, we're mean, right? I mean, we don't have to have those massive margins.
Right.
So we're still seeing interest rates today, and we got a little bit beat up in the market today, and I think it may be worse tomorrow because job data is coming out tomorrow. But we're still seeing interest rates in that 5.25, 5.375%. That's kind of what we're seeing today. We're typically a half a point to three quarters of a point lower in interest rate than you would see at the big box.
So people can still refi now.
The refinance.
I mean, if you have a 7 or 8.
Oh, sure. There's still, as far as the market tells us, the last refinance boom, which we just came out of, two months ago, it's over. There's still probably somewhere, I'm going to say probably maybe $3 trillion in money that's outstanding that still could benefit from a refinance. But a refinance itself, because we've been so spoiled by interest rates over the last couple years, there's still good money out there. Historically speaking, when I started in the industry, interest rates were 9 and 10%.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you started buying houses, Larry, interest rates were double digit, 18, 17, 18,
yeah,
right?
When I started, they were.
Right. So historically speaking, interest rates are still good. So if you have a need for money, there's still good money to be had out there. When you write the check for your monthly payment, you don't put 5.25% in the dollar amount. If you look at that dollar and look at those dollars and does the loan benefit me, then you have to look at that. And I have these conversations with people all the time. I go, let's look at the dollar amount that you're writing. How much does it save
you? And with a refi, you can also cut off some years.
You can build that RV garage. I mean, we're in the land of RV garages. Who doesn't want one?
Just fast enough for you?
There we go.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
If you currently have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement and have been considering a change, listen up. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. This could possibly save you up to hundreds of dollars a month. Call the Southwest Financial Center for details. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. Ask about a free fitness membership and household discount. 928-763-4360.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150. 928-577-7390. Treat your dog. 928-577-7390.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Yes. And when you visit some of our sponsors, tell them thank you for bringing you the show. Yeah. Because they sponsor it. That's why you get it. Legacy is rated a 4-star facility by the Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, grab the phone and call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Barron Services, experts in fire and alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping, and an owner on the job each and every day. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call Barron Services at 928-758-5499. Pet 5150. Yeah, Liz is out there in Fort Mojave. And if you got a Facebook account, make sure you friend Pet 5150, because they put up live videos every day of these dogs running around having a great time. Or they'll put up some pictures of the dogs with a smile on their face. Dogs love it at Pet 5150 because they're crazy about pets. Yeah. Daycare, complete boarding. They also do bathing, and, you know, if you got a poodle and you want your poodle to have pink ears, they can do that too. It's a dog park inside and out. Dogs love it there. Be part of the family. Call them up and book your dog in there. 928-577-7390. Say hi to Liz. All right, we're back in the studio, and we're back with our guests, Terry Sponder and Chad Hansen. Are we ready?
Yeah, sorry. We were talking about her statistics. You know, I'm just these.
It's a good thing I had this glass wall, because you guys are over there talking the whole time I'm doing commercials.
We're like two schoolgirls.
Yeah.
We're getting business done.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay. We've gone over all the numbers, right?
Pretty much. I'll give you just a couple more.
Okay.
One of them that I didn't mention, because I talked about a lot of these sales actually went pending back in April, May.
Oh, okay.
So the interest rate was coming up, but not. It's gone up since then.
But when they're pending, they've locked in that interest rate, right?
For the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. The interest rate is locked at the time you're.
Because when I came down and met with you, you said, this is what it's going to be. Boom.
Yeah.
And we had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so mostly they're locked in. But I'm just saying that those sales instigated or went to escrow 30 to 60 days ago.
Okay.
Before we pulled the numbers. However, we keep saying in our market, we're still having money come in from California. And we have a lot of cash sales. So we hadn't had any 1031 exchanges for the last couple months, but we had 10 1031 exchanges closed.
What's a 1031?
In the month of June. I'll let Chad briefly say what a 1031.
What's a 1031?
1031 is basically like for like. So if you have an investment property in California and you've sold that and you've taken profit from that, you can take those profits, roll it into another investment property, and you don't pay capital gains.
Oh, okay.
So
All right. It
has to be like for like. So investment property to an investment property. So typically, that's where you see them.
Here's what can skew some of these numbers. We just did one recently, or we're working with someone. made over $1 million on a sale in California. They want to buy 4 to 6 homes here that are going to be rental income because we need rental housing.
Right.
So that brings up our number of sales also, but that will spread the money in our economy however we
cool.
get it.
You know, to dovetail off of that question that, or that statement that you just made, do you, and I hate to put you on the spot, so 44% of your market was cash in June of 2022. Do you have the statistic for that in June of 2021 by any chance?
I do not, but I'll just see what I can find while we're...
Yeah, because...
While you're doing that, it's interesting that a person would sell a home worth $1 million and then move out here and buy a home that might be $200 or $250.
But it wasn't a... it has to be like for like.
Like for like. So if you buy 5 rental properties...
Right, that's what I mean. But he's willing to live in one of those...
You can't.
No,
not on a 1031.
Oh, okay.
What he sold was probably maybe it was a fourplex in Cal. I don't know how many things you get for $1 million. If it was a fourplex, a duplex, a triplex,
something
or whatever,
like that.
But something like that he probably sold there. So like for like. So now he can come here and buy.
So he didn't. So he's not going to live in one of them.
No, he would.
Oh, okay.
And I think with 1031, you can't
live
in it.
Don't.
Oh yeah.
He or she.
Yeah. The customer.
Right. The customer. Yeah. No. So think about that though. Say you have $1 million property in California, right? Which is about the size of your refrigerator.
Yes,
here.
I know.
So and you don't owe anything on it. Maybe you inherited it.
Right.
Right? There's no debt on it. So you get $1 million minus your commissions because you obviously used a professional real estate agent in California because you're smart. And you got the after commissions and costs, let's just say you netted $1 million. If you come out here, you can buy 5 rental properties for $200,000 a piece. Your average rent here is, let's just say you get $1,000. That's $5,000 a month. Whereas that house is, even though it's worth $1 million, your rent maybe is only $3,000. Who knows? I mean, depending upon the area, obviously.
Right.
So it's a definite. It makes it.
Oh, it's
makes
it's also huge. Permanent income.
It is because now, once again, you have no debt. But if you're making $3,500 out there with one property, you can come out here and make $5,000, and that's $1,000 is probably low for your market, right? I mean, average rent's probably what, 14?
12 to 14, I would say, wouldn't you?
So there you go. It would make total sense.
Like I have a place by me that was a duplex that was built, and they wanted $1,500 a month, and I thought,
whoa. It's a new one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's brand new. It's brand new.
$1,500 per side.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's the market value of that duplex?
I don't know. $300? $320?
I would say probably up from that. I know which one you're talking about. I don't know square footage. Minimum.
They're both three bedrooms.
$350, so I'm guessing 5 or over because you got 2 3 bedrooms, but it's a duplex, so I have not been in it.
No front yard, little tiny yards in the back. So
in the fours, probably.
Even if it was $4,500, $450, he's making $3,000 a month.
Right.
You know.
So put that into another perspective. You can buy 2.5 of those with your $1 million.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Now you're making $7,000 a month. So mm-hmm. it makes sense. So the California money, I still think, is a lot bigger. But this number of 44% cash, this intrigues me more than anything because obviously, I'm in the market of lending.
Text Bobby. What's the number in Havasu?
Bobby's on vacation right now, and I don't want to bother him with these things. But, you got to listen to the Real Estate Power Hour on Wednesday, next Wednesday.
And it seems, from having listened to him in the past, they're of course, their market is so different than ours,
right.
And we have so many manufactured homes, of course. I think we have more cash sales, but you had 10 home sales, I think Bobby said, over $1 million.
Right. Yeah.
We had one.
Right.
One sold at 1.2. The second highest was that mountaintop house property that sold for $900,000.
And I see a lot of people building north of 68 now in Olivia's development.
Yeah.
And those are all $1 million homes up there.
There are a few. They're all more than $500,000 house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of them don't top $1 million. They're probably between
close.
$500,000 to $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, typically we see if memory serves me right, I think it's 20. Last year was 26.7% of our market with cash. That's
okay.
Why I look at that and go 44%. I don't remember your number being 44%. I remember it being somewhat in line with Havasu.
It was higher this. Let me go. Cash. 34% in January, 46% in February, 42% in May. So it's, I in my mind, I always think.
And these are bridge to bridge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So not just the city limits.
Right.
Interesting.
Caller, do you have a question?
45 minutes into the show, Chad, where's the boom?
That's trademarked for the Real Estate Power Hour, the original Power Hour. If I did that here, Bobby'd sue me.
Oh.
Why don't you just whisper it?
Who's this?
It's Jack.
Oh, hey, Jack, how are you?
Good, how are you doing? I have two questions, please.
Sure.
When you donate for these charities and organizations and such, where, like you particularly, where do, or anybody, where does that money come from?
Well, it's going to come from our profits, of course. I mean, we take our profits and help do that, depending upon what the charity is. Now, when we did the one in Lake Havasu, when we run the race car out there at Havasu 95. Every race, even if you don't win, you win a little bit of money. So last year, the tally for that money was $525. That's what the race team won. So what I did is I went around to different businesses and I asked them to help match. I said, I'll throw my race winnings in the pot, and then Mojave Mortgage matched it, and then I personally matched it, and then Steve Greeley matched it,
right.
Mike Bradley matched it, Terry Sponder matched it. So that's how that one got so large. So that one was really personal monies, and then I was able to take a little bit of profit from Mojave Mortgage and use that as a charitable donation.
Okay, so in other words, then anybody was going to take it from their corporate earnings, and
well,
where that comes from.
Sure, not just corporate, but also personal earnings as well. But,
Right. Okay, my second question is, do you have an opinion or do you know anything about home title lock?
It's funny you asked that. We actually did a show on that a few months back. I do and I don't. The research that we looked at and the research that we did that, we did a segment on that with Paul Lavoie on the original Real Estate Power Hour. And all three of us did our own individual research. And the consensus was that it's not really worth it because in their contract or in the research that we have found, if I remember correctly, they literally state that they don't help defend you. They just give you the information. So, and this information is public information that you can pretty
right.
much get anywhere. Title companies, the job of the title company is typically to help you protect your title. So if you have someone, where they advertise the fear, they come and they say, you people will take your house. Well, you're going to kind of get notifications of that. And you can go to your original title company and say, hey, I think I got a problem here. I need to file a claim.
Yeah, but they say they won't tell you that.
Well, and that's that,
again,
and that,
it's the fear thing.
And that was the fear thing. That was the consensus between Bobby Lewis, Paul Lavoie, and myself. And like I said, we
right.
have done our own individual research, and we kind of all agreed on, I don't think this is worth it. It's kind of a fear tactic sale.
Yeah, I didn't think it was either. So I appreciate your information, and hi, Terry, and hi, Larry.
Hi.
Hey, Jack.
Take care.
All right, thank you. Let's take a break.
Bye-bye.
We're going to come right back, chat some more. I do want to remind you, Clinton Black is at the E-Center this Saturday night. If you want tickets, call the Edgewater, 702-298-2453.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Meet me at a loft and I'll drive. Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at the Lost and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with a $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. Submissions are now being accepted for grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area until the August 31st deadline. Two grants will be awarded, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short, written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and materials and a cost breakdown. Please email your write-up to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. Yes, the Laughlin Ranch and Grill. They're open right now. Steaks, pastas, burgers, salads. Go up there for lunch. Yeah, nightly specials. And tonight, it's barbecue night, Thursday nights. Dine in or carry out. The public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. You can see their entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah, how are the comfort tools in your home or your business? Are they going to keep you cool all summer? When we get up to the 120s, are you going to be going, oh, I should have called them? Well, they take care of your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler right now. Call them up, 928-758-2400. My stuff is all serviced. I know I'm good for the year. Yeah, can't beat that. You can too in California. In Needles and in Bullhead City, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for the tri-state area for the residents and guests. A 24-hour emergency room at Chest Pain Center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24-7. And they can also perform it on me at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Yes, so tomorrow I won't be here. Dennis Prager Center fill in. So I'm taking the day off because I probably won't be in any shape by 10 o'clock to be on the air. You can learn more at warmc.com, or you can call them at 928-763-2273. Speaking of lunch today, Perkins is open. It's strawberries everywhere, fresh strawberry buttermilk pancakes with eggs and bacon, or fresh strawberry platter with eggs and bacon. You decide. Plus, they have the fresh cookies and muffins, the slice of pie. You can take a whole strawberry pie home if you want. Sure. Chocolate overload cake. And tomorrow is Fish Friday at Perkins. All right, we got about 5 minutes left with our Power Hour 2.0, Terry Sponder and Chad Hansen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Jeff.
Where are we at?
How do you mean?
Well, what's on your list of things to talk about
today?
You
know, I got all kinds of things to talk about.
Pull the microphone a little closer to your mouth.
I hope it's okay that I talk for a second, but
sure.
I was telling you in the break, we're in a really, really weird transitional market when it comes to the mortgage industry right now. So I don't know if people listening, but Sprout Mortgage closed their doors yesterday. Sprout Mortgage was not a small player. They were a very large player in the mortgage industry, and I think we're going to start seeing more of that. I think some of the bigger companies that are that are they're going to be in trouble. And I think you're going to start to see some acquisitions and things such as that as the market slows down. But what's interesting is that if you look at these bigger companies, their interest rates, right? Everybody's about interest rate when it comes to mortgage. That's the deal. So I was talking to an executive of mine, a buddy of mine in California named Jason Feldman. He's an executive of another mortgage company. And we were talking about interest rates. And their interest rates in a big corporate environment were literally cost 5 points more than what my interest rates cost right now, because they have to retain those margins. As the market retracts, they're doing less volume. They're laying people off, but they still have to make those margins in order to perform in order to make their money. So when you're talking to a small guy like myself, I'm still a small business. Our interest rates are significantly lower. So, you know, like I say, shop your mortgage. Shop it around. Talk to a couple people. I encourage people to call 3-4 companies. Get their interest rates. I guarantee you, when you talk to me or you talk to Mojave Mortgage, you're going to be happy.
928-288-2691. And if you're looking to buy property or homes or businesses even, you can call Terry Sponder at 928-444-5150. Yes. She's crazy about real estate. Liz is crazy about pets. You know, I know.
I was figuring out how I could tie in the crazy there with the 5150.
You'd be crazy not to do business with us.
You'd be crazy not to do business. I'm going to get a 5150 number.
You know, at the fire department, my employee number was 150. And for a while, they had the reserve people put a 5 in front of that. So I was 5150. And then when they hired me, then I lost the 5, but I still use 5150 for a lot of passwords for things. You know,
I had no knowledge of what that meant when I accepted that phone number.
And then somebody had to tell you, huh?
Yep.
All right. Where's your offices, Terry?
My office is at 2461 Miracle Mile, right behind Swanty's, the Dodge dealer.
Upstairs,
23 steps.
Yep. Just getting a note here, James Caan, the actor, has passed away at 82. Yeah. He was in Godfather.
James Caan passed
away?
Yeah,
82.
He was great.
Yeah. Chad, any final thoughts?
No, look us up, MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, just ask for the president, the founder, the CEO, the guy who takes out the trash.
Yeah, me.
It's all the same person.
Yeah. And the vault keeper.
And the vault keeper of the vault.
You know, I still have people asking about that, Larry.
That's good.
it is good.
Turned out to be a good little promotion. And does P&Z ever call you and say, let's talk about this vault underground in here?
No.
They don't listen to our station, apparently.
I'm going to trademark it, though. The Mojave Mortgage Vault. Giving full credit to you, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
We'll put your picture up on the wall.
Need to have a graphic artist draw you a vault with a nice safe, you know, with a combination and everything. And when you stand there trying to pick it or something, you know.
We're going to get it put in bronze.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make statues.
Perfect. Hey, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paul Lavoie's coming up next, and he's going to talk politics for you. So, again, tomorrow I'm not going to be here. Dennis Prager will fill in, and we'll see you back on Monday. And let's see, who's going to be here Monday? Oh, Monday it's Jackie and Val from the Laughlin Chamber and Tourism. And they got something really big to talk about, and that's the air show. So join us on Monday. Everyone have a great day. Ringo, take it out. Take it out, Ringo. Take it out.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3. The voice of the free.